All right, thank you very much, Chris. 248-539-9797. Chris mentioning the Tigers losing to the Rays 6-1. E-Rod getting hurt. Baez did get a hit, but there's and Paredes, who they traded for Austin Meadows, who's injured right now with vertigo or something like that. Paredes had two home runs.
Yeah.
So here's the question I have.
I still like the trade, in case that's what you're asking.
No, that trade's fine. You know, I tweeted out kind of sarcastically, are you worried that, you know, Paredes could be the next Eugenio Suarez, who the Tigers gave up for Alfredo Simon, the big pasta, and Suarez turned into a really, really good player. Maybe Paredes will. Maybe, you know, Al was right for getting him in the trade with Candelaria, but wrong for trading him. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go there. But do you have any kind of buyer's remorse? A few things I want to talk about here. Do you have buyer's remorse on E-Rod or Baez, or both?
Stoney, what you could call it is Baez remorse?
Baez remorse? Yeah, exactly. Because Baez right now is awful. I mean, he's terrible. He's hitting .204, two home runs early. His OPS is just awful. 5.53, and that's on-base percentage plus slugging percentage, if those who don't know what OPS is. Now, he's not alone in these free agent shortstop bonanza. Correa, who I wanted, he's hitting .265, 7.21 OPS. Corey Seager, .244, 7.59 OPS. Still much better than Baez. Trevor Story, hitting .205, 6.13 OPS. And the worst is Simeon, 173 with a .458 OPS. But just because the other shortstops are sucking does not make me feel better about what Javi Baez is doing, and which is nothing. Now, we knew he was a guy who was going to strike out a lot, which he does. He's swinging at strikes out of the strike zone more than he has. His miss rate is more than it's been in his career. I'm sure some of it is mental, because he's, you know, they're trying to have him focus on, you know, not doing that as much.
And he's also a guy that, yes, that's his characteristic, that he strikes out a lot. But he's also had big moments, like, you know, and we saw it early on, where in opening day, right? He hits one, and so he is, I believe, as a competitor, pressing at this point. He is reaching. He wants to swing. He doesn't want to stand up there and take a walk. He wants to make something happen with his bat.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any buyer's remorse on the free agent signings, which is, you know, E-Rod and Baez? And you can even throw Pineda in there, too, because he's like the E-Rod thing. I have no problem with what they did, even now, even though he hasn't pitched great, because his last two games have been really good. He got injured yesterday. I mean, he shouldn't, you know, you heard the soundbite there in the update, you know, if you don't feeling great, don't play. And I know that goes against, you know, what athletes, you know, tough it up and all that, but there's so many times with pitchers especially where they try to tough it up and it just hurts them more in the long run, and definitely for that day, and that's what happened yesterday. Hopefully he won't be out for that long of a time. But Baez is definitely a conundrum right now. He's just horrible. And, you know, what else can you do? I mean, you're gonna send him down.
No, you're not going to send him down, but you've got to be, and Tigers fans don't want to hear this, but for an individual, patient, because he is a career .262, you know, hitter. I believe he will. I don't know that he gets back up to that point throughout the course of this year, because if he does, all right, there's, as bad as this string has been, there's going to have to be something that is equally as good to get to that point. But I think he's eventually going to be that guy. Is he going to be a guy that goes out there and, you know, lights it up maybe once a month, once a week, whatever? But he could be a little bit more will be more consistent than he's been.
Well, the haters that didn't like the signing, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Because right now, you're right.
This is the floor, too.
Right.
I mean, he can't.
I hope.
Can you get much worse?
No, and maybe singling him out isn't fair. I mean, we are asking a buyer's remorse, and that's who they bought.
Yes.
You know, I think with E-Rod, unless there's a major injury here, you know, that
I
mean,
it sounds
that.
Like it's his side, it's not an arm, so I would venture to guess that it's not
just
a major injury.
Big picture here, collectively, this thing is a disaster.
So far, it absolutely is.
I think I'm being honest here. If going into this season, I think only one has been positive.
That's Scooble.
Right.
That's it. Well, the bullpen, I don't think we even mentioned, but the bullpen's been pretty good for the most
part. Well, the bullpen was good last year. And the people who thought this team could potentially get in the graphic or whatever assumed the bullpen would be the same.
Pretty much. He assumed, look, injury has a lot to do with the pitching staff, but the pitching basically is not what's killed them. It's been the hitting. And ever since, and it's not his fault, Riley Green got hurt, you know, everything that's been like a domino effect, it's been bad, and it started off okay in the the first few games, and then after that, it's gone to crap.
I mean, Miggy's been probably better than we thought he'd be.
Yeah, the Castros are actually hitting a little bit. Now, John mentioned patience, maybe, and I'm not predicting it'll happen, but Torkelson did hit a double and a home run yesterday. Maybe a little familiarity now with the major league pitching might help. Who the hell knows?
But just listen.
It's just awful. They're terrible. They're dreck. They're crap.
We're almost a quarter of the way through the season now. They've lost two-thirds of their games just about. Listen to these numbers. OPS, scope, 462. That's hard to even say.
I know.
Candelario, 589. Grossman, 553.
That's Baez's, too.
Or that's Baez's, excuse me. Grossman's 570 and Torkelson's 597. You have five guys, and I think Torkelson gets some rope here, but five guys who were supposed to contribute in a lineup on a daily basis that are sub 600 OPS. You know when we used to make fun of Victor?
Yeah.
It would be like 615.
Yes, I know. It is
atrocious. It's
It's getting to a point where
I honestly
don't know
how, just from symbolism, how Avila survives much longer.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the one team that has a lower team OPS than the Tigers, which the Tigers team OPS is 603, is the Oakland A's, who beat the Tigers 4 out of 5 games at Comerica Park.
You know, we haven't even mentioned
how bad it is.
Badu's just went south completely and has gone south, literally. And it's like, it's just, he was supposed to be part of this. It is an utter disaster. And I hate honestly, who's part of the future? I know the prospects you're thinking, Torkelson and Scooble and all that, but I don't know, man. This is ugly.
It's very ugly. I mean, we're sitting and wait for Riley Green to get healthy, see what he can do. Dingler from the catcher, he's in Double A. I think doing really well. But, they promoted some pitchers. The minor leagues. There are some pitching guys.
Yeah, but there's always going to be those growing pains when you come up, like we're seeing with Torkelson.
Right.
Like Riley Green, yes, he's going to be one coming off an injury. And two, he's going to be making his major league debut.
Yeah, but there are people in sports, in baseball even, who have really good rookie seasons. That's why they're rookies of the year.
Right, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like everybody right now, a lot of people are saying, well, wait for Riley Green to come back. That's going to be a positive. Well, we don't know
if
that's going to be a positive because he is a rookie.
Right.
I mean, and he's a young rookie.
I know. So what can they do to fix this? Now, I had a friend of mine who suggested that they should just trade Scooble now, because you could really get a lot for him, is his rationale. And the Tigers have no bats. The strength, if you even want to call it that, is the amount of young pitchers they have. Who knows how great they'll be? Obviously, Mize is a question mark. Manning, maybe a question mark. Fieto looks better. You got Jackson Jobe, who was their first-round pick. This Wilmer Flores guy. You got a ton of young pitchers that you think are going to be good. But as we know, percentage-wise, it doesn't always pan out. Now, Scooble's your ace right now, correct? We agree on that?
Yes.
Do you trade a 26-year-old ace to get... Now, I'm not talking about prospects. You got to get legitimate bats. And I said, you're crazy. Why would you trade a young pitcher who appears to be somebody who can pitch here and be great for a decade? And he said, well, that's what we all thought about Michael Fulmer, too. And look, I don't know exactly what the return they could have got on Michael Fulmer. It was probably going to be pretty good, but I said the same thing at the time. You know what? You're trading. You want to trade this guy for prospects. So basically, you're trading a guy right now for somebody who you hope is being as good as Michael Fulmer.
Right.
I don't know. You can't get for what you could have got for Fulmer yet. All due respect, and I love Scooble. He has not achieved what Fulmer was a rookie of the year.
Fulmer was rookie of the year. Correct. Now, there is one person out there that I would consider doing this
for. Oh, I want to hear what you're putting together for this guy.
Now, it's crazy, but there was a story in ESPN yesterday, Buster Olney, writing that there are a lot of people in baseball, because the Washington Nationals are thinking of selling the team and they're going nowhere, would consider trading Juan Soto.
Hmm.
Juan Soto is 23 years old. He's not having a great season this season, okay? But his career numbers are incredible. He's a great, great young player. I don't know what Washington would want, but if you're telling me they got to start with Skubal and Spencer Torkelson to start, sign me up. He would be your Miggy for a decade if you could get him. I mean,
here's the issue. If you do make that trade, do you have a contract in place before he arrives?
You'd have to do that. Obviously.
Yes, because he's unrestricted after 24.
And he's a Scott Boris client. So you know,
right. he wants to get the free agency.
Yes. Well, yeah. So you sign him to a ridiculous contract, but he's 23 years old.
Right. So if you sign him to that 10-year deal, he's 33 when it expires.
Yes. So that's fine. Give me 10 years and he's 30. That position, you can play till 33.
Okay.
You know, Miggy didn't start really, you know, going down until he was, you know, 36, probably 35, 36. All right. This kid's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best young players in baseball. Now, I don't think Washington, you'd have to give up more than Skubal and Torkelson and, you know, throw in a couple of other guys, maybe even Jackson Jobe. I don't know. People, you think I'm nuts, probably, because...
No, I don't think you're nuts of wanting Juan Soto.
Right.
I'm just not sure that the Tigers...
Have what it takes to even
pick up the phone and call, because that's what we always say. Oh, you got to make the call.
Right.
All right, well, you don't want to make the call and make a moronic offer.
True.
If you don't have enough to offer.
Well, even a moronic offer, they'll say no, so who cares?
Well, yeah, but if you know the answer before you ask the question.
I know. I get that.
But I don't know what you put together, because while you do have, you've got young talent in arms, and Torque, yes, he is projected as what top five baseball prospects. Mm-hmm. He's not a proven commodity.
What if they said, we'll make the deal, you got a contract all in place, Skubal, Torque, and Green.
Ooh, boy.
Think about it. 97 won the ticket.